I don't have the final version yet. It's in drafting, but it's one that that sets it up this way, is that whenever the EPA grants a RIN waiver, that gallonage gets added back into the RFS. It doesn't get deducted. It gets added back in, and the rest of the refineries have to blend it. And that pushes that thing in the right direction, and it's not, I'd say it goes back to the existing also. So it isn't, from this point forward, it's retroactive to the beginning of the RIN waivers. Now, I'll get a lot of pushback on that, but it's a pretty good debate and talking point, and maybe it becomes law.